less than 1 week away for the mayoral runoff election here in Colorado Springs, joined by Sarah Johnson, city clerk here for Colorado Springs. And Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio. How has the turnout been for this second go-around to choose a mayor?
Yeah, it's going well. We could certainly use a few more voters, but right now we have about 76,000 voted ballots in as of the end of the day yesterday for about 24%. So voters have been doing well, but like I said, we need people to get those ballots out and open them, vote them, and get them turned in.
Yeah, and I know one thing that had come out, it was some reporting yesterday, was a number of ballots kind of had to be sent back for some errors. And let's talk a little bit about some of those issues that may be coming across and how people can make sure that their voice is still counted.
Right. Well, number one thing, they need to sign the back of the ballot. So once you vote your ballot and, you know, seal that envelope, make sure you look in that big box with the big orange arrow pointing to it that says sign here. So they just need to sign their name on the back of that ballot and turn that in. That's the most common error we see. We are also finding, you know, a few people that their signatures on the envelopes aren't matching the signatures we have on file. That's not that many. The biggest error that people are doing is not signing that ballot. But we're reaching out to them via mail and email if we have an email address. So hopefully people will get those deficiencies fixed and, you know, they'll get their ballot counted.
Yeah, and I know you'd mentioned that we're at about 24%, knowing that during the first general mayoral election in April that there was about 35%. What would be, in your estimation, a decent turnout for a runoff election?
Well, and I think you do need to look at the raw number of registered voters. Sometimes it's hard to compare percentages over years because the number of registered voters is so much larger now than it was back in the last two mayoral elections. So we're thinking we'll probably get in the 40%. I mean, we'd love to get, you know, 100% turnout, obviously. The ballots are out there to people. But I think realistically we'll be in the 40% range, somewhere between 40 and 50%. We tend to get, you know, around 20,000 to 30,000 on election day. So that will put us in the 40% range.
Yeah, and speaking of getting those ballots for election day, of course, you know, we're kind of in that window now where we can't trust USPS to make sure that they get in on time. So now is the time to transition. If you still have that ballot, you're still undecided, to get in and make sure that you are dropping them off. And there's a number of places throughout the area that you can do so. Mm-hmm.
Right. There are 26 drop-off ballot boxes. In your ballot packet is a voter information trifolded document. On the back of that are the list of where those 26 drop-off boxes are. They're open 24/7, so you can drop it off at any time of day or night. Just make sure you vote and get that ballot in. You're correct. We do not advise anyone to mail a ballot in. If you are going to mail it, then I would pay for the priority mail or the overnight, but I just would use the ballot boxes. That is the best way to do it at this stage.
And when it comes to that, I know during some of the larger elections and the county is able to kind of have that ballot tracks. Is there something similar like that for Colorado Springs if you have dropped off those ballots?
Right. There is not. Unfortunately, the state, we cannot utilize ballot tracks, which is a state system. We cannot utilize that for municipalities. So at this point, they can certainly call my office. They can email us at elections@coloradosprings.gov, and we can certainly look that up and tell them if their ballot was received by our office. But unfortunately, we didn't have our lookup tool that we were working on, just was not ready and tested well enough to roll it out for this election cycle. But we will have something by 2025, and in the interim, they can just contact our office.
Perfect. All that information, as well as that map of the 26 locations to drop off, available on the website for the City of Colorado Springs. Clerk Sarah Johnson, we appreciate the time. I'm sure this won't be the last conversation we have between now and next Tuesday, but we appreciate everything you do and helping to keep the transparency open ahead of the election.
Great, thank you. And we just, if you have any questions about voting, just give us a call and we can answer them and help you. If you didn't receive a ballot, there's a way for you still to get a ballot. So please, if you have your ballot packet, open it and vote it and return it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.